race we're going to look at is, of course, the County Hurdle. And this is the one we're going to look at as well, because, of course, we've got the Imperial Cup coming up, the Paddy Power Imperial Cup coming up tomorrow at Sandown. And a bonus if you can win both of £75,000. And it's been done before a couple of times by the Pipe Yard. And they have entries in both once again. It's an interesting, and it's one of a lot of people's favourites, is the County Hurdle as well. Me included.
Well, me included as well. It's always a nightmare for race commentators, I can tell you that. You can have 10 of them jumping in a line, jumping the last together, and the winner won't even be among the 10. It'll emerge from the pack and in the dying strides get up and win. It's a fantastic race, and used to cap off the festival really appropriately, I thought. A nightmare in the dark, but not these days. It's run at a different time and so on. So we move on. But it's going to be just as much interest. The Pipes have done it three times before. Martin Pipe did it with Olympian and Blowing Wind. And David, I think in his first season, did it with Gaspara. They won the Imperial Cup and then the following week won at the Cheltenham Festival. Now, I think it's possible that Master of Arts could do it. Obviously, he's a very talented horse. He looked as if he was going to be a world beater when he won a novice at Doncaster 3 years ago, or 2 years ago it might have been. It's a long, long time anyway. He was off for 18 months. He's had 5 runs on the flat. He's fit from that. They obviously think he's going well, and he's obviously schooling well. So money talks, and they obviously fancy this strongly. But I do think there's a horse in this race that we should be looking at. Two horses, actually, we should be looking at. One of them for next week, I don't think he'll win tomorrow. The other one I do think he'll win tomorrow, and that is a horse called Ilda Ray. Now, Ilda Ray is carrying 10 stone 3. Last start winner, course and distance, at Sandown, up that hill, seemed to really just be a little bit of a snug win, a clever win. Had something up his sleeve, I thought, when he went to the line. Good performance. And off 10-3 with Harry Skelton in the saddle, I think this is going to take a power of beating. The other horse I mentioned is Sire de Grugy, who I like very much. Good fourth in the Betfair Hurdle at Newbury. Excellent run. Went to Taunton 4 days after that and won an easier contest off a slightly lower mark. He's gone up 4 or 5 pounds for that win, but still well and truly in the race like the County Hurdle. But in the Paddy Power Imperial Cup, he has to carry top weight of 11 stone 12. Now, if he can run a good race, I think we should be following him in the County Hurdle next week, when he'll probably be carrying about 10-7, 10-8, something like that. So in the tougher race, if you like, he might be slightly better off.
Yes, indeed. And again, if you're going to get involved in it, it is probably worth noting it being in your Paddy Power shops and watch that Imperial Cup, because you have to say, let's say Master of Arts win, you'd have to really, really fancy it then for the County Hurdle, wouldn't you?
Well, you would. And, he's obviously in cracking form. He's been backed. This outfit have done this several times. Olympian was a big punt. Blowing Wind was a big punt. Gaspara was well fancied. You know, they don't fluke them. They know. It's the outfit. It's the same organisation. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're plotting it up. And you've got to take the tip. Master of Arts still 8-1, 8-1 for the County Hurdle. Well fancied. We've missed the price for the Imperial Cup, but he could easily be there in both. But I do think that going back to the County Hurdle, that Sire de Grugy is a horse who just might be a little better than people give him credit for. I think he's got tremendous scope, this horse. I think he's one of the nicest horses Gary Moore's had for a long time. As I say, top weight in the Imperial Cup, I'm not as keen on it there, but I do think he can be in the first four, and I do think he can go on to the County Hurdle and run a big race under a much lighter weight.